I'm Steve Potter. This is Cityscape, and now from the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom. Small business owners along West Florissant Avenue in Ferguson held a press conference this morning to discuss their preparations for protests that may occur once a decision is announced in the Officer Darren Wilson grand jury proceedings. They asked the public to stand against the violence and looting that occurred in the immediate aftermath of Wilson's fatal shooting of Michael Brown in August. St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay, St. Louis County Executive Charlie Dooley, and Missouri Department of Public Safety Director Dan Isom will meet with the media this afternoon to discuss security measures in place for potential unrest following the grand jury decision. They'll also discuss a set of agreements reached with various organized activist groups related to the conduct of police and protesters. And a Sangamon County judge is expected to rule later today on the constitutionality of the landmark Illinois pension overhaul. It could determine whether the matter is ultimately decided by the state Supreme Court. And you can follow these and other stories on the air later this afternoon and on our website at stlpublicradio.org. Well, before Lorraine Hansberry's play, A Raisin in the Sun, debuted on Broadway in 1959, it was considered a risky investment, but it went on to success on stage, film, and television. Directing the production for The Black Rep in St. Louis, which opens next week, is Ed Smith, who joins us now, along with cast member Andrea Fry. Welcome to you both.
Hi.
Hi, hello.
Good to see you. It was a risky investment back in 1959. I think it took him something like a year to even get enough money to put it all together. And I guess, was it basically because it's a story about a black family? And at the time, there just weren't stories about black families.
Yeah, who would be interested in that?
Yeah.
And it did slow down the production. But ultimately, that, of course, was the seed of its success, because here was a story that audiences had not seen before. Mm-hmm. A family. It's like opening a window and peeking through and seeing the truth of what black family life can be.
And Ed, why do you think that same story still resonates today?
Well, when you really see the play and look into what happened then in 1959 or 1953, it still occurs today. It's still to the point that we do have those type of problems. And I think that's what keeps bringing it back.
This is a family, and Andrea, you play the mother, Mama.
Yes, Lena. Lena Younger, yes, I do.
And are you widowed or you're single?
I'm widowed.
Right, and you're living with a couple of adult children.
Yeah, mm-hmm. My son, Walter Lee, my daughter, Benita, my grandson, Travis, and his mother, Walter's wife, Ruth.
Okay, these are not wealthy people, Ed.
No.
No, they're not. Well, I would say the son would love to be wealthy.
But he's got dreams.
Yeah, it's an American story.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
It is definitely
with
about
dreams and
living life on the American landscape for the African-American and how to get and the quest for the piece of pie.
Well, Mama gets her little piece of pie because she's waiting on this insurance check, right? And I guess maybe this is the first real pile of cash the family's going to have. So a lot of the action centers around on what certain family members want to do with this. It's Mama's money, but there's some debate of what it should be used for.
Right. Mama has some idea about what should happen to it. A home, an opportunity for a career for her daughter, who is passionate about being a mm-hmm. doctor. And Walter Lee has ideas about what should happen with that money.
Well, he wants to...
And he and Mama get at loggerheads.
He wants to have a business.
Yeah, he wants to have a business.
And I think what we discussed this in one of our rehearsals, where Walter Lee wanting to have a business, which was a business that was the type that could really bring some money to the family, but Mother wasn't for that type of, you know, selling liquor, you know, a liquor
right.
store. No, not from Mom's background. But when you look at it, it was a good idea. his friend had a cleaner business that went to $100,000 a year, and he felt that this liquor business could just do just as well, do well as well. Mother didn't want that. I think when I look at the play, I see mother. It's hard to live a life without a mother. You know, it's very hard. I just lost a mother, my mother. And when I look back and working on this play, I relate this play to my mother. I remember, I said, yeah, Mom wouldn't like that. Mom would say, you need to do it this way. You need to do it that way. She would listen, you know, same as Lena would listen to Walter. But yet mother had her idea, look, we're keeping the family together. And that was her point of view of trying to deal with family. She wanted this family.
I'm sorry to hear about your mom, Ed. So do you see some of your mom in this character?
Definitely. Yes, I do. There have been moments since I've been back from the funeral. I would be sitting in rehearsal, and I would just sit still. So, oh, my gosh, it's Mom.
Wow.
You know, it's Mom. I never said anything to the cast about it, but I'm sure my stage manager would notice me, you know, just...
Wow.
I would just close my eyes, and I'm listening to the words of Lena. I said, boy, that's Mom.
That's Ed Smith, who's directing The Black Reps, A Raisin in the Sun. Andrea Frye is also here. She's playing the part of Mama in the production, which opens a week from tonight. So what Mama really wants to do, she wants to help her son. They end up kind of divvying the money up a little bit, and he gets a little money, and it's interesting what happens to that.
Yeah.
But Mama wants to get out of, I don't know if it's a slum or housing project, whatever it is, public housing, and she wants the white picket fence.
It's a slum, as so many African Americans were forced into in Chicago. I mean, that's another whole story, the history of housing for blacks in Chicago. But yeah, they're in very, very, very substandard housing. Obviously, some big house has been divided several times. And they are on top of each other. So Mom wants a house.
The picket fence and the comfort,
well,
right?
She wants a good house. You know, she wants a little patch of dirt where she can grow a garden and where her grandson can play in the summertime. She wants...
it's her legacy, her gift to her family.
Yeah. It is, in fact, the gift that the grandson will have eventually.
I was born and raised in a big city of like Philadelphia, and we had what they call the projects. Mm-hmm. And this is where many of the African Americans would live in these projects, and they wanted to get out of these projects. Yes, they were one bedrooms, and there were four or five in this one bedroom apartment, and they're looking for the future, just like Walter Lee and the family looking for that future, and they do get out of that.
Right. This play is close to my heart because about 15 or so years ago, I was in this play, and I played the part of Carl Lindner. And I know why you're laughing.
Yes, did you wear a black mustache that you twirled from time to time?
No, I didn't.
Good.
I didn't. At least maybe figuratively I did.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Carl Lindner is... So what happens is that Mama evidently goes and puts a down payment or begins to buy a house somewhere, and the character I played, Carl Lindner, represents, and it's an all-white neighborhood.
Yes.
So he comes by. He wants to let them know that they're not going to be happy there. It's not the place for them. So he's trying to buy them out, really, representing the neighborhood
association.
Yes,
he comes and tells them, we are sure you will be happier living with your own people.
And he means it, unfortunately.
Uh-huh. Yes. Uh-huh.
Yes, unfortunately. I've directed this play three times at least, probably four. And the character of Lindner has always been perplexing. There's always been an interesting chemistry, not necessarily a good chemistry, between me and the Lindner character.
I felt funny doing it.
Yes, because
nobody
wants to own up emotionally to the place that Lindner is in, to have the gall to come and tell a family, an American family, that you don't have the right to live in this neighborhood because of the color of your skin. And this is a family of domestics. Lena's a domestic. Ruth is a domestic. They go and work for white people, but they're not good enough to live in their neighborhood.
We just have a couple minutes left. Mm-hmm. Ed, maybe would you want to mention the rest of the cast and characters? And
well, we have Walter Lee, which I think is the epitome of the play with the mother, Lena, who we just finished hearing talk about herself and her future. Then we have a young lady, Benita, who wants to be a doctor. And that's a big issue for a female wanting to be a doctor at that time. Mm-hmm. And they kind of laugh at that because, you know, who wants to be a woman being a doctor in 1953? Then we have Travis, the little 12-year-old son who, you know, just in love and trying to say, look, I love grandmom, I love mom, and I love dad. And he's right in the middle of this and looking for a sort of a change in this. Who else am I missing?
Well, there are a couple of friends.
There's friends that come investors.
In. Yeah, the investors. And there's
boyfriends.
There's Asagai, the African student who comes. And then there's the very bourgeois young gentleman, well-educated, who wants to fall in love with Benita.
The Black represents Lorraine Hansberry's A Raisin in the Sun. It opens next Friday. It runs November 28th through December 21st at Harris Stowe State University's Emerson Performance Center. If you'd like more information, go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page. We just have a few seconds left. The ending.
Triumphant.
A fantastic ending.
Triumphant.
Yeah, fantastic.
It's a play worth seeing. I really enjoyed being in it, and I haven't seen it since, so I'm looking forward to it.
It's an American story.
That's actress Andrea Fry. Director Ed Smith have also been here. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
A Raisin
Thank
in the
you.
Sun at the Black Rep. Next week on Cityscape, we're going to take a look at the New Jewish Theater's production of Dr. Ruth and join Don Marsh Monday on St. Louis on the Air when he'll be talking about current issues pertaining to the law with a panel of legal experts. Archived versions of past Cityscape programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org. Cityscape is produced by Mary Edwards and Alex Hoyer, with production assistance from Erica Smith and Aaron Dorr. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Cityscape is made possible in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. Cityscape is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. I'm Steve Potter. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join us next week.